Our story is a story about Rabbi Akiva. We've learned many stories about Rabbi Akiva. We know that Rabbi Akiva, even though he had 24,000 students, he cared deeply for his students. We once learned the story about how he visited his student when he was sick. He noticed the student was missing. He went and took care of him. So Rabbi Akiva had a special relationship with his students. Rabbi Akiva lived a very long life. He was married three times. Rabbi Akiva taught his students, and sometimes the best way to teach is in action, not just in theory. And so we are taught the following story that he once invited his students for a meal. And he put before the students two dishes. And he asked that the first dish that be brought to the table would be a dish of vegetables that were not completely cooked. They were still a little bit raw. Now, the students tried to pluck the vegetables, and they saw that they didn't separate well because they were still raw. So they let it go. They ate just bread. But there was a student there who wasn't so with it. He didn't know how to behave politely. So he tried to take apart the parts that were well-cooked. He couldn't do it. So he picked up a thing of vegetables, bit off the part that was well-cooked, and put back the part that was not well-cooked. So Rabbi Akiva smiled and said to him, No. If you really want to pull it apart, put your foot in the bowl. Put your foot on the part that's not cooked and pull off the other part. And Rabbi Akiva was indicating to him, you know, this is really impolite. It's like when they bring bags of milk downstairs. So some guys will just put the bag of milk in their mouth and tear off the part, the corner, so you could pour out. The halacha says that if you have guests in your house, when you make kiddush or when you bench and you're going to give them from the cup of the blessing, you're not supposed to drink from the cup and then give it to them. A lot of people don't know this. The halacha says two reasons why you're not supposed to do it. One, the halacha says because maybe you have an illness and you'll pass it on to him. But they didn't know the term germs, but they knew that if you drink from a cup of wine and you have some kind of illness, it can make someone else ill. So for that reason alone, it says you're not supposed to drink and then pass on your cup to someone else. And then it says some people aren't concerned about that, but some people, they're just uncomfortable drinking after someone else drank from it. And you don't have to be concerned about illness. You can drink after someone else drank from a cup if you want to. It's not necessarily advisable, but it's not prohibited. But when you drink from a cup of wine and then you pass it to the next guy and he's uncomfortable saying no, but he's very uncomfortable drinking, so Talmud says that in and of itself could make him ill. When he feels like he's got to drink it and he feels like he's going to vomit, it's totally repulsive to him to drink from someone else who slobbered over a cup. So that's not nice. So for those two reasons, it says in Halacha, in Hilchos Sakana in Shulchan Aruch and in the laws of making blessings in Shulchan Aruch, it says in two places, you're not supposed to drink from a cup and pass it to someone else. You made Kiddush, pour from your Kiddush cup to another cup and then drink and pass them the cup that you did not drink from. Then Rabbi Akiva brought them the dish that was completely cooked and they ate and everyone was happy. And then Rabbi Akiva said to them, look, I didn't come to offend you, but I wanted to see who has derech eretz, who among you knows how to behave. Part of Torah is derech eretz. It's not only about knowing the laws of the Torah, it's also knowing how to behave within society. And it's something that sometimes people lose in yeshiva. Very often in yeshiva you don't have knives, so you use spoons. So Rabbi Pesen Zatzal once told us that he went with a friend of his. They were invited out Friday night, and there was margarine on the table. So the guy takes his his big fat soup spoon, sticks it in, takes out a swab of margarine to put on his challah. The host stood mortified. Who takes margarine with a spoon? You have a knife. Well, I'll tell you who does in yeshiva when you have nothing else. Sometimes you got to take your coffee with a knife and mix it with a knife. Sometimes you got to take your margarine with a spoon because you have no knives. But we have to remember there is a big world out there. And there is a concept of politeness and etiquette. And a person is supposed to behave in kind. A person is supposed to shower. A person is supposed to walk outside, and people are supposed to look at him. And Chazal said, "Maha b'riyot umrot alav." How do people look at this person? Chazal say that's a gauge. Do people say, "Ah, what a great guy! He learns Torah. This is how I want my son to be." Or when he gets onto the bus, people say, "Gee, he doesn't know about the concept of deodorant. Doesn't know you're supposed to shower." What are people saying when you walk by them or when they encounter you? So Chazal say that's one of the things we're supposed to be concerned with. We're supposed to be concerned with doing everything in accordance with halacha, but we're also supposed to be concerned with doing things in a manner that people look at us and they say, that's beautiful, that's the way I want my kids to be. That's the way God obviously wants His people to behave. And this is part of the concept of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is something that is sometimes defined by the culture you live in. It's sometimes defined by the generation you live in. You know, there are different concepts of Derech Eretz. 200 years ago in France, no one took a shower all winter long. That's why they had perfume. So if you lived in France and you didn't take a shower, okay, that's the norm. That's the norm. But parts of Derech Eretz and parts of the halachos of Derech Eretz revolve around what the common etiquette is where you specifically live. So one time, Rabbi Akiva was invited to someone's house, and they brought a dish out, a bowl with some broth, and they saw that the bowl wasn't steady. So what the guy did was he took a piece of bread to support the bowl. One side of the bowl was wobbly, so he took a piece of bread to put under the bowl. And Rabbi Akiva grabbed the piece of bread and ate it. So the host thinks, gee, I wonder why Rabbi Akiva wanted this piece of bread. There are other pieces of bread there. So he turns to Rabbi Akiva and he says, he had no other bread you could take from the table. He had to take the piece of bread that I used to support my my bowl. Rabbi Akiva said, I thought you'd get the hint. But the concept is that you're not supposed to disgrace bread. If you want to use bread to wipe out the juice of a salad or wipe off something else on your plate, and you're going to eat that bread, so then you're not disgracing the bread. It's a way of getting the bread soaked with the juice of the salad or soaked with the hummus or whatever it is you have on your plate. You could clean off your plate with the hummus and eat it. That's fine. But if you're going to use the bread as a support, use it. I once read an article, if eggs crash on the floor, so you have broken eggs all over the floor, the best way to clean them up is taking a slice of bread and wiping it up with a slice of bread. The bread soaks up the eggs. Now, Halacha says you can't do that. You're not supposed to disgrace bread. Bread is food. You're not supposed to use it for your own personal use. So I took this slice of bread, even though there were other slices, so that you'd get the hint. But I see you didn't get the hint, so okay, I'll explain it to you. One time, Rabbi Akiva was invited, and I often tell this story. Rabbi Akiva was once invited with his disciple Ben Azai, who married Rabbi Akiva's daughter. And the master of ceremonies wanted to honor the great Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, so he pours a cup of wine, and to ensure the cup of wine is good, he takes a sip, and then he gives it to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, "You drink it, it's okay, enjoy the wine." So the guy thinks, okay, Rabbi Akiva tells me to drink, downs the cup of wine, and he says, okay, but now let me pour you, this is a better wine. Takes another bottle, pours Rabbi Akiva a cup, takes a sip, here, have this cup of wine. And again, Rabbi Akiva said, it's okay, you drink it, it's fine. So the host couldn't understand, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva want my wine? So Rabbi Ben Azai whispered to him and said to him, "Till when are you going to insist on tasting every cup you offer Rabbi Akiva? Don't you know that you don't give a cup of wine that you've tasted from?" And the reason I quote this story is because the idea was Rabbi Akiva was disgusted by it. People sometimes feel there's something wrong with me because when I go to a bris and everyone sips from the same cup of wine and I don't want to touch it, or I go to a wedding and everyone sips from the same cup and I don't want to touch it, so maybe there's something wrong with me. So you should know, Rabbi Akiva was concerned about germs. Rabbi Akiva didn't drink from cups that other people drank from. And this story is quoted in Maseches Derech Eretz. Rabbi Akiva was concerned about germs. He didn't even know the host was there. And ordinarily we have a rule that if you're a guest in someone's house, you're supposed to do whatever they ask you, anything that makes sense, you know, anything that's reasonable that they ask you, but not something that you feel is disgusting for you or might endanger you. So even Rabbi Akiva, when he was offered a cup that someone else drank from, say he refrained. When I was a bachelor and I'd go to people's houses, so very often people make Kiddush, they drink, everyone drinks from the same cup, and then it comes to me. So if it was a house I was comfortable in, I'd just say, I'll pass. You know, halachically, you don't have to drink from the cup of Kiddush. It's fine. The guy who made Kiddush, he drank from it. I'm okay. I don't have to drink from it. But sometimes they're like, no, drink, drink. So then I'd fake it. I'd put it up close to my lips, make believe I drank. What are they going to say? You faked? If they saw it, they saw it. They didn't. I wasn't going to drink from it. Why should I? So that's this halacha.